Taylor Swift, her new CD or album dropped last night. It is fantastic. Have you guys heard it yet?
I've heard you over there on your phone playing it. Reputation is the album. How many singles have we already heard from it?
There's 14.
But how many have we already heard?
Four.
Mm-hmm. And people who don't know that, you're very angry with.
Well, yeah. I'm like, how was you? Of course. What the hell's wrong with people?
Not we just can't like make this up.
All right, scientists have trained a computer to solve real crimes, and they did it by having it binge watch CSI, which
for
helped
real?
The art. Yeah, for real, which helped the artificial intelligence learn how to recognize clues and suspicious behavior. No word on when it might be ready for actual cases in the real world.
It sounds like that TV show that just came out.
What's that?
Wisdom of the Crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that one doesn't just solve on its own. It works from other people. It takes suggestions and input from all of its followers, and then it has an algorithm to narrow it down. I watched that show way too much. Very good show. A guy in Alaska stole a motorized shopping cart from a grocery store this week, but because it's so slow, he barely made it out of the parking lot in the 10 minutes it took the cops to get there. So he was arrested for felony theft. And a guy on Twitter with the username LikeButts may finally have ended the internet's super popular Is Pineapple a Pizza Topping debate, because he flipped it and he has made pizza a pineapple topping. It looks like he cut tiny little triangle slices of pizza and then he put them on top of a slab of pineapple. And the picture has already been retweeted over 100,000 times.
I bet that's delicious.
And brilliant.
We just can't make this up.
Veterans of the blue and the gray, I accept this monument in the spirit of brotherhood and peace.
There can be no greater service to our country, and no source of pride more real.
Today, Veterans Day, as we do every year, we take that moment to embrace the gentle heroes of Vietnam and of all our wars.
As our forces fight, they and their families are in our prayers.
The brave Americans serving our nation today in the Persian Gulf, in Somalia, and wherever else they stand are testament to our resolve.
They deserve to know that their elected leaders who voted to send them to war continue to stand behind them.
So thank you for your service and your sacrifice.
A couple of times this morning, we'll let you acknowledge the veterans in your life. But tabloids coming up in just minutes.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about the new movies coming out this weekend, some big Star Wars news, and huge allegations against Louis C.K.
Good morning, Kansas City.
KMXV, Kansas City.
Okay, let's go.
Transmitting live. Westport, we are.